Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two, Dale and Holly with Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. He covers basketball at every level, but he's also known as the ESPN Basketball Insider. You can follow him on Twitter, as I do, at GoodmanESPN. We've spoken to him earlier in the playoffs. Jeff Goodman joins us right now. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm well. I'm happy to be on my way to get back to Boston from Los Angeles. I hear it's going to be beautiful this weekend. So, finally.
It is. Now, did I win the bet or did you win it? Did you say the Cavs are going to...
No.
Did you say they were going to sweep them?
I would say Jeff won.
What'd you say? What was the bet? I don't even remember now.
I think you actually said that the Celtics were going to win the series. I don't know what you were drinking that day.
What did you say?
It was a lot of something.
Didn't you say they won't win a game? Did you say that?
I did. So we were both wrong.
So I won.
I think if we played it back, I think the wager was that I could be wrong, but that you thought that the Celtics were going to win the series, and I said I would do anything other than get naked anywhere public as if I lost that bet.
Okay, so you won. All right, fine. That's definitely fine.
If you were a betting man, and I'm not asking you to make a bet, does the NBA Final Series extend past tonight?
Boy, seriously, I've been so off on this one that I don't know. I mean, like, you thought Cleveland had that game the other night. I mean, it was like what went on in the final minute or so with the Cavs, and then obviously KD makes a big shot, but I would say, I'm going to say they extended one more game.
One more game. Now, let me ask you about, before we get to the NBA final stuff or extend that conversation. We talked to you last time and you said, no question, Markelle Fultz, number one pick in the draft. That's the guy the Celtics should go with. Has your opinion changed and has your top three changed since we've had some distance and players have worked out individually with teams?
No, I mean, nothing for me, but again, I'm a little different. I've seen these kids play for so long that nothing in a workout or what I hear from a workout is really going to change. From what I was told, Fultz didn't shoot the ball exceptionally well in his workout in Boston, but they know he can shoot the ball. So it's one workout. It's a one-on-one deal. You know, I was there after that workout, and then I came out to L.A. For Lonzo Ball's workout here, and then I sat down with good old LeVar and Lonzo yesterday for a while in Chino Hills. So I still think it's going to be Fultz at one, Lonzo Ball at two. I think Magic's enamored by Lonzo Ball. And then I think three, again, is kind of a little bit of a tricky choice for Brian Colangelo and the Sixers. Do they go with Josh Jackson? Do they go with Jason Tatum? It'll be one of those two, I have a feeling.
You mentioned your sit-down with LeVar Ball. He says a lot of stuff, as we all know. Anything in there surprise you?
Oh, my God. We don't have enough time. We just don't have enough time to talk about LeVar Ball. You know, I've known him for years. I like him. But, you know, there were times when during the interview it was a little bit uncomfortable talking about his, you know, hearing him talk about his wife who had a stroke back in late February, just came home about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, things like, you know, even talking about how medical people have their own suggestions for how to care for her. And he basically saying, no, I'm going to do it my way. And it sounds like it's kind of tough love, you know, to try to get her back on her feet completely, to try to get her where she can talk again. And he's doing it his way, which is admirable. But his way is always a little bit unique, a little bit out of the ordinary. And, you know, he spoke about how he would discipline his kids and how he spanked each one of them. You know, when they did something egregious, and that was it. After that, they learned. And a lot of people are probably going to overreact to it. But the video is certainly compelling. It is. I mean, we ran 8.5 minutes, I think, of it. earlier today on SportsCenter, which is kind of unheard of because LeVar Ball right now is a lightning rod with everything he says and how he says it.
We know he's delusional. He told you he would beat Jordan 13-2, and the only reason that Jordan would get two is because he's Jordan, and you know, it's like LeVar feels sorry for him. But the whole idea of LiAngelo, who I think you're the one who told us, you know, he might not play 25 minutes. Forget about averaging 25 points like LeVar thinks. And LeVar says he's a one and done whether he's good or bad. I don't want them to draft him if he's bad because then I'm going to take him as a free agent to the Lakers. So, in other words, he's going to tell the Lakers, you signed my other kid too?
Yeah, and that's great. His kid will probably be in the D League then. I mean, it's not like the kid's going to play with Lonzo. He's not good enough. Now, he can shoot the ball, but to me, he's not an NBA player unless he gets significantly better, and it's not going to happen in 1 year. So, you know, he had some things in there. I mean, listen, some stuff that didn't air or didn't make print. We were talking about Lakers, you know, overall Magic and everything like that. And he said, you know, Lonzo's like Magic in that he'll bring people to a different level. Magic didn't have a lot of talent around him. And I said, what? Like James Worthy? Have you heard of him? You know, and he kind of killed James Worthy a little bit. And then I said, you know, Michael Cooper was pretty damn good and, you know, maybe one of the best defenders of his time. And he said, well, that's just because he couldn't shoot the ball. And then he killed Kurt Rambis. And I'm thinking to myself as he's doing it, like, this is the organization you want your team to play for and play for. And these dudes are all around. Like you got to bite your tongue at some point, but he just can't help himself sometimes.
All right, so you watched the and back to the NBA here. You watched the playoffs, Celtics Cavaliers, not competitive really in five games. They won a game, but and they were down 20 in that one. And now you're watching Warriors and Cavaliers.
Yeah.
How far do you think the Celtics are away from championship contention, and what would you do to get there in the fastest way?
I think about that every time you watch Golden State tear Cleveland apart, right? The first couple of games, you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God, if Golden State is this much better than Cleveland and Cleveland is this much better than the Celtics, how many guys away are the Celtics? And it shows you they're far away. They are absolutely far away from contending for the 18th NBA title. So that's where you have to look if you're Danny Ainge and figure out how do you get there? Not how do you get back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Been there, done that. How do you close the gap? So that at least you can see yourself being competitive for an NBA title, whether it's 3, 4, 5 years, because it's not going to be a year or two unless you're adding, you know, Gordon Hayward, Markel Fultz, and another star. And as I've said on the air and I've told you guys, I don't think Isaiah Thomas can be your number one or even your number two guy for a team that can win an NBA title.
Is there anything realistic that either the Cavaliers or the Spurs, maybe another team, but likely those two, can do next year to close the gap with the Warriors? Like, assuming the Warriors all stay together and they're all healthy, is there anything realistic that another team can do where we would have a really competitive either conference finals or finals?
I don't think so. I mean, San Antonio, I don't know what they do because, you know, maybe trade LaMarcus Aldridge and try to get somebody else for him. But, you know, Kawhi doesn't have, you know, he's got aging guys around him with Tony Parker and Ginobili, obviously. I don't know if he's going to be back or not. Cleveland kind of is what they are right now, right? I mean, they can upgrade their bench, but ultimately they're kind of hamstrung by those three big contracts. So I don't know how much they can get better. I think you said it. I mean, health, that's the key for right now for Golden State. If they're healthy, it's hard to imagine anybody beating them right now in a seven-game series.
We're talking to Jeff Goodman of ESPN. I mentioned that LeVar Ball is a bit delusional. Magic is too, for that matter. He said his Showtime Lakers would sweep the Golden State Warriors. If, in fact, Golden State wins tonight and completes the 16-0 march to a championship, do they have to be considered the best team of all time?
No, I'm not ready to say that. It's different eras, so I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, certainly the Celtics teams of old, I think, would have given them a run with their rules. You know, I think the Bulls had one hell of a team when you had Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, you know, those guys were pretty good. So I'm not going to say that. This is maybe the best offensive team I've ever seen. But the rules are different. And I know we're sick and tired of hearing the guys in the old eras say that, but it is true. Without hand-checking, offense reigns supreme. And guys like Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, they're kind of unstoppable if you can't put your hands on them. But back in the day, would Steph Curry have been as effective? Would KD have been quite as effective if you could put your hands all over him and put your body all over him, and you know, as they're moving through the court, you know, make it tough for them to get to the basket? Certainly a lot tougher than it is now.
All right, I know the rules are different, but if you needed to settle into one team, you had to call one in your lifetime as the best, what team would that be?
I guess I probably would go with this one right now, but I don't feel confident about it. I just don't know if they could physically match up with some of those teams back in the day. I mean, I think they're better than that Bulls team. I do. I think they're better than the Bulls team with Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman. The Celtics teams of old. I love the Sixers team back in like 82. I thought the Sixers were absolutely loaded back then in the early 80s. The Lakers certainly had great teams. I don't know. It's a tough call to make right now because I still think the rules change how you evaluate all of these elite teams. And it's same thing with players, right? I mean, you know, you put Jordan today with these rules. Like, how does anybody stop that dude? Nobody does. I mean, couldn't stop him then. But think about how ineffective guys would be trying to guard him now.
Going back to the draft, we heard that Markelle Fultz looks like he's going to be working out with the Sacramento Kings.
I'm not buying that he's actually going to do it.
Okay.
We'll see. I mean, I've heard that rumor. His guy hasn't gotten back to me on that, but I just can't see him going to Sacramento. I see it more likely that he works out for the Lakers at some point in the next week with Sacramento.
And then one last question for me. If hypothetically Jaylen Brown was in this draft, where do you think he would go?
I don't know, 8, somewhere around there. You know, 8. Yeah, I'd say somewhere in that mix. I mean, this draft is way stronger at the top. He would not crack the top 5 of this draft. No chance.
And final question before we let you go. Who's been the best player in the NBA Finals?
Yeah, it ain't even close. Come on. It's KD. It's got to be KD. I mean, LeBron's been terrific, but you got to give it to the best player on the best team. And KD in the clutch has come through also.
Not even close, huh?
There you go, Michael.
We got to talk about this.
There you go, Michael.
We got to talk about this at lunch.
He's been great defensively. Guys, listen, the understated part of KD's game, and he was brutal when he came out of college at Texas. A brutal defender. He's turned himself into a pretty darn good defender right now.
Yeah, he's improved dramatically. I don't know. I've been reading ESPN.com. According to ESPN.com, LeBron's averaging a triple double in the fight. I don't know. Guy's averaging a triple double, and he's still defending.
So maybe not clearly. Maybe I overstated it, but I would go with KD over LeBron because again, you know, he's done it. I mean, listen, LeBron's put up numbers too that have been in the losing end significantly in the first two games, and you can blame it on his teammates all you want, but certainly they're not playing with Golden State. And then in crunch time the other night, now he was gassed, but the bottom line was KD showed up at the end and LeBron did not.
That's fair. That is fair. You're right. That's definitely a fair point.
Jeff, have a safe trip home. We appreciate you taking the time. Thanks very much.
You got it, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
Right. That is Jeff Goodman, ESPN. You can follow him at Goodman. ESPN, all things basketball. He's as good a follow as there is.
He really is, and he's trying not to miss that flight.
I know.
Get on there.
We got to get him on the plane because he wants to get back here. He wants to get home to Boston. If you do get a chance, go to ESPN.com. You know, we didn't get into all the details of the LeVar Ball piece because, you know, we really did want to talk about the NBA Finals as well. But some of the things, LeVar Ball gets so convoluted at times. Like, he starts with a point about respect by his children for their mom.
Yeah, eventually he gets to a point where you go, okay.
What a journey
is very entertaining. I thought we were going here. Oh, we're going there.
Eventually.
I'm just taking you the very
results,
scenic.
I guess are good.
Not even the scenic route, the offensive route.
Yeah.
A little offensive.
The upside down
for a
route.
While, and then we'll get there.
It's a fascinating thing. And Jeff mentioned they ran 8.5 minutes of it on SportsCenter earlier today. If you go on the website, they run about a 3-minute piece of it, you know, and it's LeVar and Lonzo sitting on the couch and Goodman sitting across from him. And at no point did I hear Lonzo say a word.
Okay.
He's kind of quiet.
Back to the point of the guy being a genius. What else would would ESPN run for 8.5 minutes? He's got ESPN giving him 8.5 minutes, which is an eternity in TV time. At Dale, you know better than anybody.
Especially if you're trying to fill it.
Yeah. How the heck did he get that? Was he able to pull that off? I mean, it's all because of his bold statements and his offensive statements. It's lucrative.
But we still don't know, as far as the kid's concerned yet, if it's going to help him at all, if it's going to hurt him drastically, somewhere in the middle. Like, we don't know. It still doesn't, it sort of like we're talking with David Price, it still comes down to if Lonzo Ball is a good player or not.
As I said, he's going to have a TV show.
LeVar, you already LeVar, turned one down, yeah.
But he'll have one in the 2017, in this calendar year, he'll have a TV show, and Lonzo will have a commercial, maybe even with his brothers, in 2017 as well.
If he does that thing where his middle brother goes one and done and then plays in the D-League.
That's just...
How idiotic is that? And then he said Goodman even says the D-League, there's no guarantee he plays in the D-League. The D-League is usually these guys who, you know, maybe played 4 years of college or, you know, borderline All-American players that aren't good enough to play in the NBA, and they play in the D-League. The D-League has some decent players. You're not going to get some scrub who can't play at UCLA, and yet he can play in the D-League.
Yeah, there's some guys.
What's he gonna do?
There's some guys who come up from the D League and are decent players in the NBA right now. It's not like, oh yeah, you know.
So I don't think that's
gonna, anybody can get in there.
I don't think that's gonna work out for him.
Back to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. Brock is in Middleborough. Hey Brock, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going this afternoon, guys?
What's Brock?
I wanted to continue the discussion on if the Golden State Warriors go 16-0, because a couple people on Twitter, and they were even talking about it on the afternoon show, the midday show, rather. This would be, going 16-0 would be the greatest sports team accomplishment of all time. And I was wondering what your opinions on that, if you agree with it, or if there are any teams you'd put above that. Because personally, I'd say the team in the number one spot, if you're talking sports accomplishments, with that broad of a net, I'd say the 1980 Olympic hockey team would still be number one.
Well, 19-0 in an NFL season. Oh, never mind. Come on.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's a different category. The Olympic. I'm going to throw the Olympics out of it, and stick with professional sports. I would say you have to give the Dolphins credit, right?
Sure.
Going undefeated.
I don't have to do anything.
Well, you don't want
no,
to.
No, if you, you win every game in a season, you win every game in a season. Okay.
I want to do that. Don Shula was their coach, right?
That's like if I say you got to give LeBron credit, right, Keith?
But no, that's, I think that's up there. You'd have the 72 Dolphins, you'd have the 2016-17 Warriors.
Now, to be fair, like it's very impressive nobody's done it.
You'd have the 8 straight from the Celtics back in the day.
But wouldn't you look at it too and you'd say, all right, they beat Portland in the first round.
Yeah.
They beat the Jazz in the second round.
Yeah.
And then they beat the Spurs essentially without Kawhi Leonard in the third round.
Right.
And then this will be impressive. They sweep LeBron. That is impressive. That's very good. They got the defending champions, the best player in the world.
Sweep the defending
champions.
That
would be really impressive. I still think they would be the best team ever. I'm with you on that. You've been saying that now all playoffs long. If this happens, they'll be the
Goodman
best team ever.
Well, Goodman started saying, I'm not ready to go there, and then he went there.
Then he did. Then he didn't have a better answer. He was probably thinking to himself, well, wait a minute. Do I really stack them up? Because it's the 96 Bulls and the 86 Celtics. Maybe a couple others. He mentioned the 82-83 Sixers.
Yeah, I mean they were great in a regular. Well, they were very good in a regular season. Now by today's NBA standards, they won 65 games. That's a ton, but
you know
we got teams that have won 73. Oh, he won 8 more games than that team. Were they stacked? Not. I wouldn't say they were stacked. They had Moses. They had Doc. Andrew Toney. Cheeks was a point guard. Yeah, Ivoroni or one of those guys, yeah, that power forward. Clement Johnson, those guys. Still.
There's probably not a team that's had better. 4 players like this.
Right, this team's better.
Ever. I mean, 2 MVPs in their prime on the same team.
Like Moses was a monster that year. He may have been MVP of the league, I think, in 82-83. But still, no.
Look, and you were saying to me the other day, if they end up being 16-1, they may still be the best team ever. If they lose tonight and then win, you know, at home in game 5, they might still be the best.
I've just never seen a team that makes you uncomfortable the entire game like the Warriors. like I made the mistake of thinking that, okay, yeah, the Cavaliers should have this game with 3 minutes to play, 3 or 4 minutes to play. They seem to have control of it. I've never seen a team take control away from the opponent so quickly. Like, you could be doing all right, and then, bam, there's an 11-zip run, end the game. Game's over. Or you're playing pretty good defense, and a guy pulls up from 27, and you say, that's a terrible shot, swish. They take some shots that are, I would just say, audacious. I mean, just like, you have the audacity to take a shot like that, and they go in. They play so freely. They play so fast. They are excellent defensively. They're constantly moving. They got great passers up and down the roster. It's just a tough team to match up with. See, and I personally have a bias. I'm partial to teams like that. Just move the whip the ball around like that. And so my underdog, and obviously I wouldn't say this is the best team of all time, but I really love that Spurs team that beat Miami. LeBron's last Miami team.
Great,
love that team.
Great team.
For the same reason, just constant ball movement. Everybody up and down, like 1 through 10, a lot of those guys, they get the ball, they can score, they can hurt you.
617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Kiefer Madness for our final drive at about 5:45 or thereabouts. We take a look back at the best, well, all right, in all honesty, the worst of the week. On Sports Talk
you
Radio.
Decide.
Yeah, I think we pretty much already know.
Crap.
That's coming up on Kiefer Madness Sports Radio, WEEI.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.